Today, Kuala-nam, welcome, welcome. We have had a wonderful homa. I gave a very nice talk to the congregation of Sarvasadhana Church, all the swamis and yogis and sadhaka, and our task forces were there. The boys and girls and men and women, husbands and wives, beautiful congregation, all dressed in traditional Hindu clothing. They look so nice. They look so spiritual. They look so divine, like they had dropped in from the heaven worlds. Well, in a few days, it'll be Halloween. There's a new horror movie out. In October, the Festival of the Dead. It's a very scary movie, so don't take your children to go see it yourself. Why? Impress your subconscious mind with negative affirmations. In Hinduism today, Publisher's Desk, next issue, is a beautiful, inspired talk given a number of years ago on positive affirmations. I will be what I will to be. I will do what I will to do. Be in control of your life. And think about the results of what you do, what you see, what you say to others and yourself. If you curse out others, you're cursing out yourself because you're hearing what you are saying. If you use swear words, you are using the D word for yourself or the F word for yourself or all those four-letter words which are not like the four-letter words nice, love, help. You know, those kind of nice words. I just heard myself saying those words and I feel better because of it. But if I use the F word and the D word and all those other words, which I don't even know or want to know, I would impress my subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is like the hard disk of the computer. It remembers. And once it's programmed well, it continues acting out the program 24 hours a day. Well, let's ask ourselves, what are we teaching the children on Halloween? To dress up like goblins? Might be fun because everybody's doing it. Christians are doing it, Jews are doing it. I don't think our Islamic brothers are allowing that to happen. I don't think our Hindus are doing this because they are too wise. They know the impressions that go into a child's mind. What are we teaching the children? Trick or treat. You give me something or I'll do a trick. I'll pull up your rose bush. I'll break a window. Get your cat and put it on your porch. Am I painting a picture? Do we understand each other? We're teaching the children to be experts in the art of extortion. Experts in the art of extortion. Oh, they'll later do that through their divorces. They'll later play that on in life in many very expensive ways once they have an opportunity because they've been well trained. Oh, we're also teaching them while they are being trained as an extortionist to be somebody else. A ghost, a goblin, a little devil. And this is a high point in a child's life. Christmas, Santa Claus, Halloween. What else do they have to look forward to other than beautiful festivals of their religion that don't relate to these two? Many children lose total confidence in adults when they find that they have been lied to and there really is no Santa Claus. Who can trust someone who would do that to you? They're being taught that deception is okay. And it would be their soul that would say, no, okay, not right. Well, a child's mind is open. It's a long life of like a CD or a tape recorder. A lot of blank tape there to be filled in. The first impressions are the strongest impressions. First impressions are the strongest impressions in a child's mind. So, my advice, and I'm sure would be yours because you're listening. We're in cyberspace. This is my electronic ashram. You've tuned in. Let's not train the children to be extortionists and swallow their conscience by making them somebody else than they normally would be by dressing them in hideous costumes. This is a festival when the astral plane opens up and the Asuric forces dance on Earth and capture your children, you psychic people. You've heard of walk-ins? And then, what are you going to do? You've got to raise the children and protect the children and help the children grow up, learning good values, that extortion is bad, that deception is bad. You can do that. Think about it. Halloween is not for parents on the spiritual path or those who are leading their children on the spiritual path. It's going in the opposite direction. The opposite direction. That's where it's headed. Well, we'll be seeing each other tomorrow. We've just finished a 2-day retreat. It's been wonderful. We reflected on the past and on the future. And the subject of Halloween came up. You've heard my views.